Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. The colder temperatures southwest Florida saw early last month brought sniffles and cold season along with it, and worse, it seems, the flu. Not only locally, but across the state and even the nation, this flu season is said to maybe break records at the rate it's going. With a lot of rumors circulating, especially after the unfortunate death of a 12-year-old boy in Palm Beach County a little over a week ago, we wanted to get an update from an expert on the current numbers, as well as ways that people can protect themselves from the influenza virus. Joining us now is Dr. Mary Beth Saunders. She's the medical director for epidemiology at Lee Health. Dr. Saunders, welcome to Gulf Coast Live.
Hi, Julie. Thank you very much.
We are getting a flu season update from Dr. Mary Beth Saunders. She's the medical director for epidemiology at Lee Health. And you can join our discussion, too, with a comment or question by giving us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So we're hearing stories about this being a particularly bad flu season. Some are saying the worst in a decade. How is what we're experiencing here in Lee County lining up with the national numbers?
Hi, Julie. Well, we are lining up with national numbers in the sense that our numbers are much higher than they typically are for this time of year. We're about 1.5 times higher.
How are we, as far as the rest of the state is concerned, us versus other regions within Florida?
Well, almost all of Florida has high flu going on right now, so we are in line with what's happening throughout the rest of our state.
So when you look at a graph of positive test results from Lee Health, it charts both influenza A and influenza B. Can you help explain the difference between these two?
Well, they are both types of flu that are easily caught, and when a patient has either one of those, its symptomatic treatment is basically about the same. They can seek the advice of their medical doctor and may often be prescribed an antiviral medication to help them get over the infection.
Can you quantify for me, though, how positive test results for influenza A and B compare this year versus past years?
At this time this year, we're seeing slightly more influenza B than we are seeing usually. And we see in our area influenza B late in the season when our spring break folks come and visit. But this year, much higher levels of influenza B and, of course, high levels of influenza A.
It's high all around, it sounds like.
Yes.
So where is this data collected by the county? Is it getting data from walk-in clinics, doctor's offices that aren't part of Lee Health? Is that included in there?
Well, the data that we have comes from our health system, and basically we feel it represents a snapshot of what's happening in Lee County. But the information goes from our test sites within our hospital to our microbiology labs, and they collect that information for us.
Okay. So I've heard reports that this year's strain is being transmitted through the air. Is that true?
Well, flu is spread by small droplets that come from your nasopharynx area, your mouth and your nose, when you cough, sneeze, or talk.
Well, so that's why I thought it was transmitted just by contact with saliva and things, but people are saying now it's more than just touching the saliva. You can actually breathe it in?
Right. Those small droplets can be spread if you're in close contact with someone who may have influenza, and then as well as you can get it from surface sites. Like when you are going to a store and someone may have influenza and they've touched cart handles or doorknobs and things like that. And then you, in turn, have that virus on your hand and touch your nose or mouth.
How long does that stuff live on a handle, handle or a grocery cart?
Just a few hours.
Yeah.
So it's important that, you wash your hands often when you're out in the public, and if you're going into areas where there are high-use things and they offer wipes to wipe down a cart, etc., that you wipe down that cart and remember to wash your hands when you're leaving before you get into your car and touch your steering wheel and all over your car.
Yeah, and then what if you didn't wash your hands, got in your car, touched your steering wheel, you get out of your car, get back in the car, and then forgot, and
right.
It's there.
Right.
Oh, it's just... It's enough to – have you noticed that people are a little bit – I don't know, I don't want to say paranoid, but just more nervous about it this year because they keep hearing about it so much?
Well, I think that it is bringing better awareness of how people can catch influenza, how serious it is. So that is important, and hopefully that knowledge will continue year after year. At Lee Health, we spend a lot of time and effort in talking about flu, having an influenza campaign so that we have as many of our staff vaccinated as possible. So that increased awareness within the community is always important on helping decrease the amount of flu that's spread.
That kind of awareness, though, also ends up spreading different pieces of information that may or may not be based in science or fact. And I'm curious, because I keep hearing about a flu mutating over time. So has this mutated? Is there any way to even know if that's the case? And does that make the flu shot still, is it too late to get a flu shot?
Well, it's not too late to get a flu shot. The flu virus can change very quickly, especially the influenza A and influenza B. So that's why it's sometimes a hard target for the flu vaccine. They have to make flu vaccine, predict what viruses will be circulating early in the year, and then sometimes by the time we get to our actual flu season, when it's gone through other areas, other continents, it's changed a bit. And so the vaccine may not be as effective. But remember, the vaccine has either three or four different types of protection for influenza in it. So even if it may not protect you very well against one type of influenza, it may protect you very well against the other strains of influenza. So it's still important to get the vaccine, even if some of the predictions are it may be a low rate this year. And they do feel that the vaccine does offer some protection for those who've had it, may get influenza, that they may not get as sick as they normally would.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be an upside. So antibiotics don't help this?
Correct.
If
antibiotics
you catch it.
Are only useful for bacterial infections, and influenza is a virus.
Yeah. So what about Tamiflu? What is that? That's an antiviral?
Tamiflu is an antiviral specific for the influenza virus. It's most helpful if it's given early, if you identify symptoms or influenza early within 48 hours. But in people who are really sick in the hospital, we may see some benefit even beyond that first 2 days. So they may receive that medicine in the hospital as well.
Is it possible to confuse flu symptoms with, general allergies, or is it really obvious that you have gotten the flu?
It's usually pretty obvious that you have influenza because you have a lot of aches. You feel really sick, sicker than you've ever felt in your life. But there are many other viruses, common cold viruses, that you can have, and it may be harder to differentiate influenza from those viruses.
All right. So what do you recommend someone doing if they suspect that they may have the flu? Do you think it's a good idea to get down to the urgent care or to their doctor to get tested to verify what it is?
Well, if they think they have the flu, the best thing to do is to call your doctor first and ask their advice. If they don't have a doctor, they can always, go to one of the convenient care locations and be tested for influenza. Your doctor may say, hey, if you're doing okay, we're not going to test you, but just make sure you stay well hydrated and rest. But sometimes it's important for people whose immune systems may not be so healthy that they do get tested early and they can be placed on medication, or for those folks who are, over 65. So I would definitely try and call your doctor if you have one so they can advise you what is best for you, whether to come in, get tested, and get started on medication, or to stay home.
And try to avoid infecting other people.
Correct.
So what about family members? I mean, what if your kid has the flu? Is there any way to protect yourself? Because you can't just not get near your child when they're sick.
Sure. If your child has the flu, just remember that you need to wipe down the surfaces frequently with some agent that has antiviral properties, and that would be a lot of the bleach type products do. Wash your hands. Try to avoid touching your nose, mouth, touching your face with your hands. And, help your child learn about how to protect others from influenza, giving them tissue so they can cough, put some hand gel near them so they can wash their hands after they're coughing, and just keep their area very clean to decrease the amount of virus that's going to be kind of popping up in there, in the area where you're caring for them.
Does it help at all to spray Lysol in the air?
It may not help to spray Lysol in the air because we know the droplets come and land on surfaces.
So okay, so cleaning the surfaces.
To clean the surface.
All right, I got you. I follow. Are there any parts of the population that are more at risk for getting the flu?
Yes, the elderly and young. and women who are pregnant. Those are our highest risk populations.
You mean risk from once they get the flu, it's more devastating or easier for them to catch it?
It may be easier for them to catch it because they are somewhat immune compromised and can be more devastating when they do have influenza.
Mm-hmm. And with a lot of contractable illnesses, we see a higher risk for lower income or minority populations. Does that ring true for the flu as well?
Not necessarily. What rings true for the flu is when people are congregated in common areas. So you may see outbreaks in schools. We've seen some schools close down. So in areas where you have lots of people coming together for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. You know, 100 years ago this year in 1918, a flu pandemic killed more people than World War I and dropped life expectancy in the U.S. by 12 years. Is an outbreak along the lines of that even possible in modern times with modern medicine?
Well, we can have large outbreaks like we did 100 years ago, but may not have as many people dying from influenza as back then because of all the modern things that medicine does have now and brings to the table. But it doesn't mean that it's not any less serious and that we can have a very high and significant flu season.
Exactly. Well, with the last bit of time that we have, I wanted to ask you if you have any final advice for our listeners.
Well, my final advice is that everyone should get a flu vaccine if they have the opportunity. Talk to your doctor about it. There are many areas where flu vaccines are available. And then if you do get flu, you need to stay home and rest. I mean, one of the most important things that you can do is rest your body and let your body try and fight that virus, not try to be out, you know, continuing your job, going to all the soccer games, you know, being the super mom and dad, but to really take the time and rest if you get ill.
And is it wise to try to keep that temperature down, or do you want to let it kind of burn the virus out?
You can take medicines to help with the fever, but the main thing is to stay very well hydrated and to rest your body, not be exerting it in other ways, so it can really focus on fighting the flu virus.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for your time. Dr. Mary Beth Saunders, she's the medical director for epidemiology at Lee Health. Dr. Saunders, I know you're super busy, so I appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Julie. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. When we come back from a quick break, the nexus between mosquitoes and the Burmese pythons in the Florida Everglades. I'm Julie Glenn, and this is Gulf Coast Live. Stay with us.